כן, זה הקדוש של זה ריבור יחל בישראל פרסוס, זה הקדוש של דניאל שיין ורשת שול פלק. Okay, today we're going to begin going back to Hilchot Tzitzis, Package Yud Dalet. Package Yud Dalet. Beginning at Ima Tzitzis, Tzichos, Lios, Megulos. So the question whether, and this became a very interesting, I'd say semi-halakhic and semi-social issue for the people where tzitzis in and tzitzis out. You know, it definitely became like a social category, like some people, you know, wear certain things that became part of the lavush or the style of lavush in certain circles and certain people not. But what we have to understand from the halachic perspective, is there such a halacha that the tzitzis have to be outside? Is there such a halacha? In other words, one could say it says risim or so. Or maybe risim or so could apply that you should have to, you'd have to see them. Now, there is a Gemara on page one. It says, Ein tzitzis ela yotze. That tzitzis is Ein tzitzis ela yotze. So the Rav Rashi understands the last line, Toloi v'yotzei min haknaf. In other words, it comes from the corner and drops down. Now, the simple pshat, according to Rashi, wouldn't necessarily imply that it has to be yotzei from your clothing. It just has to be yotzei of the knaf, and then you could keep it tucked in. But we'll see, there is an opinion that wants to put this Gemara with the notion that that tzitzis have to be yotze, meaning outside, yotze. I mean, it can't be tucked in the clothing. Even though the way Rashi explains it is it just means that it's coming out of the corner and it's just dropping down. But that doesn't mean that it has to be yotze out of your clothing. So we'll have to see. Now, let's look. There's a Nimuki Yosef we spoke about previously. We even spoke about it yesterday when we returned to. The Nimuki Yosef is here. We never saw it inside. So let's take a look on in the Nimuki Yosef here on Hilchas Tzitzis. Let's look on Yud Beis Amud Aleph on page 4. So this Nimuki Yosef we used to discuss what's the heter that you wear a talis katan that doesn't have the shear, right? So the Ruach HaShulchan quotes this. It says, "Osim talisos ketanim shel osim osom shel lo miyotu min harisim oso elaksus laylo oksus suma." He says, "Risim oso all that means is ksus laylos pater because night is not a time where you see." Especially in the day of Chazal, where there was no electricity. Or ksus suma, if a person is blind, man has clothing, so he's never going to see. V'lo ksus shetachas mekut maktorin. But the ksus underneath your outer garment, that's not excluded, even though you're not going to see it, because it's under your kapata, so to speak. Zonir is right, Barura. V'chein pasuk harav bal halachas ve'ein lahar b'zeh. So he says that so his idea was that and he looked further up. He says, Mustabra Aimba God of the Atifas Raj Kisri Rav Gufo Elavadek Damar. Right. In other words, the original statement is on the first page, on page 3. Just go back to page 3 for a second. So in page 3, he says the first word in the line is Asher Techasel. It's very aimed at sisters, but able at talitzos tanim shanog lulbos barov malchuyos. He says, "Bechor at first glance, the small talisim don't have a din of tzitzis. L'vem aimed at sisters, but able talitzos v'ainirah kain u'masha hayu bevarchu usatev zel mitzvah and milchu Asher Talmud medaber l'fim in hogam." In other words, he thinks that the Gemara that says that you need a certain shear was only according to their minhag that they only had one like cape, one long kapata, and that was the whole thing. And everything else didn't have dalet kanfos. But really, So that beged is the outer beged that's going to cover you up. That has to be a big beged, or else it won't be normal to wear. But if you have inner begeds, but really any ksus is chayev and tzitzis. The only thing is, if you're wearing an outer ksus, so that's the one that's covering you up. So then that has to cover you up properly. And then that has the alkanfos will be chayiv and tzitzis, but and then under that they didn't have kanfos that had the alkanfos. But if we're going to wear something that has the alkanfos under it, then that doesn't have to have a shear, as long as it's has the alkanfos. But it doesn't have to be, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan quoted this Nimuka Yosef as the source that why we are allowed to wear the alkanfos. That's presumably less than the shear, because the shear only applied to the outer garment, and they didn't have any inner garment that had dalet kanfos. So if today we would have an inner garment that would have dalet kanfos, it would chayiv in tzitzis, even if it's not the shear, because the shear only applied to the outer garment. But the question is, but if you're wearing an outer garment, then you're having an inner garment that has chayiv in tzitzis. Why is the chayiv tzitzis? You're not going to see the tzitzis. That's the question. You're not going to see the tzitzis. So he says that you don't have to see the tzitzis. In other words, as long as potentially you can see it, as long as you're not a blind person, or as long as it's not beged laila. In other words, l'chari, he's saying that there is an inyan to see the tzitzis, but a blind person can't see, so he's not chayiv in tzitzis. And at night, come in, Rav Harari. And at night, you can't see. So we're doing the Nimuka Yosef inside now, Rav Harari. The Nimuka Yosef says that the din of the shear is only to the outer garment. The inner garment doesn't have a shear. But what about a resum or so? You're not going to see the inner garment. So he says you don't have to see. The only thing of resum or so means that a beged laila is potter. Because you won't be able to see it. It's at night, there's no electricity. Or beged of sumas pata. But say you have a long kapata, and underneath the kapata there's a talis cotton, which you're not going to see because it's been covered by the kapata.
But you just move away in the kapata, you'll see it. So as long as it's potentially, he says, look on page four. Losim talisas ktanim shalom shenos sam shalom miatu menrisa moso oksus lai loksus sumo loksus shetachas hamaktorim. There's no nearest rai brura. But it's not coming to exclude the ksus underneath your bekasha, even though you're not going to be able to see the tzitzis there. But he says because you don't have to see the tzitzis in actuality. In other words, the question is, according to this Muka Yosef, would he say that it's a hider? There wasn't a question because it's not like we have today a shirt and pants so then you can see it. They had one robe. It's like one robe. So if you're wearing a talis cut underneath the robe, you're not going to see it. So it's not a question whether it's a hitter to see because there's no way you can see it unless you put the talis cut on top of the robe. And then what would be the din there? Then that would be the Beged Elyon. But I think he would still say it's chayiv because Lamaisa, since you're being covered up in the proper way, so even though you're going to wear it, in other words, is he saying it has to be the daft of the Beged Elyon? What if the Beged Elyon is worn as the second Beged? And you have the talis cotton above the Beged Elyon, and the talis cotton is not the shear. So it could be he would still say. But he doesn't say, therefore you should go ahead and not wear it under your Makatrum. He doesn't say that. There was maybe he could say, why are you wearing your talis cotton underneath the long baggage, wear it on top. So he says, but you don't have to do that. So it's mashma that there's, according to Muki Yosef, that there's no chiyuv to see the tzitzis in actuality, as long as potentially. In other words, if you're a blind person, you putter from tzitzis. Tzitzis and putter at night, because it's the. So according to this Muki Yosef, you shouldn't have to be seeing the tzitzis. He doesn't say and lechatchila you should. He's just saying it was a way of saying that ksus lailas pater or sumas pater. So this Muka Yosef is, that the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, it seems to be very, very significant, this Muka Yosef. Because this Muka Yosef is saying that Risa Moso doesn't mean you have to see it. It has to be, Chayiv, you have to have a potential to see it. But he's not. But he doesn't say, but l'chatchila, you should always try to see it. He's just saying, if you're blind, well,
no.
He's not saying it. Potential. I mean, it can't be at night. Because at night, again, those days they didn't have electricity. So at night, you can't even potentially see the tzitzis. But could one say that if the whole idea is potentially to see, so it wouldn't it be, even according to Nimuka Yosef, a hider, to actually see it, or no? Because it says Risa Moso was a pattern, it's called Mitzvos Hashem. Because he writes here, but he's saying, no, it's not Mamayit. And he's mashma that even the Chatchila, it's okay. So in the Muki Yosef, Chora, it shouldn't be any Indian, because this is like the tzitzis tachas ha-mekatron. Even though there they had one mekatron was one big garment, so there was no way. The question is today that we basically our mekatron is our shirt and pants put together. We just mechalik it into two pieces of clothing. And that's the outer garment. Yeah, so today you have the opportunity to have it hanging out. So the question is, should you do that?
I think in Europe they didn't.
Yeah, but I'm saying, well, I want to know what the Nebuke Yosef. Okay, let's see more. And look, let's look now in the Shulchan Aruch from page 5. So says the Shulchan Aruch. Iker mitzvahs talis katan lofsho al begadav. They should tell me yirehu v'yizkor hamitzvahs. So he's saying the iker talis katan is you should wear it on your al begadav. So you could see. So the question is the Shulchan Aruch mashma?
It's what the Hasidim do.
The Hasidim, yeah. And so what's the assumption? That you're going to wear al begadav kidei shetamid yireihu. What are you yireihu? The tzitzis. The yizkor hamitzvos. So, and he quotes that. Who's the source of this? The Beis Yosef Yidivri Atur, Yimuka Yosef, B'Shem HaRitva. Because the Muki Yosef there quotes a Ritva. That. That it should be al begadav. So the question is, Brachas Katanas Yud Beis of an al. The Ritva here. Goes to Ritva. Yimuka Yosef. The Shem HaRitva. Allah has Katanas Yud Beis Amaral Dibur Harishon. Dibur Harishon. So question, so this is mashma that it should be al begadav shiyareihu, that you should actually be able to see. Which he's quoting also from the Nebuke Yosef Shem HaRitva. Which seems to be against this other Nebuke Yosef here. Right? There's this other Nebuke Yosef. It's not mashma that way. Do you see in this Nebuke Yosef that he quotes a Ritva?
Which page is that?
On page 4, your Beis of an Al. Maybe it's starting from the previous page. Hey.
Oh, yeah. It's on page 3. Where I put the bracket further up. Pasuk Aritva, Pasuk Rabbeinu, Hilchos Karav, Domachos Gavra. Rather came to Tosefta, Hosef Zizal, Meshach Yad. Then he says, Yamukha Emits is Talus, Miskayem, Zalatifus, Arash, Chazar, Rosh, and Gover, Ruva, Siv, Emits is Sisavel, Talus, Tan, Shanagal, Ubos, Rov, Machuyos. Anyway, it could be that's part of the original Ritva, but it seems to me that Emuki Yosef himself doesn't like that. Now, if you look in the Magen Avraham on page 5, he says B'shem HaArizal. The Magen Avraham is in Simon Ches, Sifkat, Yud Gimel. Ksavim, that's Priyetz Chaim, that's Rav Chaim Vital. Isa, the Talis Katan, Davka, Tachas begun. Ayin Shom. So he says that it's Davka, Tachas begun. Now again, in those days they weren't wearing shirts and pants, they were wearing long cloaks. So, according to the, as Rabbi Willigon said, the, you know, the Mekubalim and the people, the, you know, certain, the Mekubalim are the ones that are not wearing it outside. There's an Arizal. It says the, but, how is Kotten, Dafka Tachas Begotav? And nearly, so let's see what the Magen Avraham says. The tzarach sheyu hatzitzis mibachutz udulol ka'osim shetoch v'nosim behakanfos. V'zohi ma shekosu b'gemara ein tzitzis ela yotze. That original Gemara that says the tzitzis have to be coming out, which l'chor has nothing to do with seeing it or not, he interprets ein tzitzis ela yotze that it should come out. You should see it.
He doesn't say you should see it. He just says that it shouldn't be bunched up in the corner. But that doesn't mean that you necessarily have to see it.
Oh, so let's see what that means. Yeah. Oh, so that's a good point. Nearly the tzarchi you have, the Lashon is, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Al begadav. The Arizal says Tachas begadav. Then the Magen Avraham says you tzitzis mi bachutz. Now again, he's talking about probably a cloak, right? What kind of dress code we have to see? Is he talking about? Generally, shetzarch sheyu hatzitzis mi bachutz. Lok osom shetochvin osom behakanfos.
Maybe they could hang low under the robe.
What were they wearing in the? So what does it mean? Osun. What were they wearing in the Magen Avraham's time?
Looked like Henry the 14th.
Henry the 14th. That Ferrari says. Pants and a shirt. Henry the 14th.
Henry VIII.
Rav Dietz is going to look up for the picture. What? Yeah. Let me see. He's going to give you a picture. What is this? Henry the Fourth? Henry the Eighth? Henry the Eighth. Which one?
The one in the
middle one.
Yeah, the bigger gentleman.
So that's one. He's wearing like a dress.
Yeah, I mean, they're right. They'll get like leggings under it.
Well,
Probably wearing like a royal cloak with an undershirt, the stand, or
there are a few layers on.
Yeah, two layers.
We want to welcome Shimmy Rosenberg, who just came in from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Mark Hashem is here. Okay. Okay, so we're discussing now whether you wear tzitzis in or out. That's what we're discussing. So again, so we want to understand this Magen Avraham. So where were the tzitzis that he's talking about? On what garment was it? Did he, were you talking about the outer garment? It was like a cloak. So again, so it could be in the time of Magen Avraham they weren't wearing a shirt and pants. They were still wearing one piece garment, you know, one piece robe. So he says that you shouldn't. In other words, you shouldn't tuck them in. If in other words, if they're really outside, and the outer, I think maybe Rav Goodman said something like that. So you shouldn't then try to, like Rav Goodman said, you shouldn't hide them. Shouldn't try to put them in. But that doesn't mean that if you I think that's how some learn, that if you're wearing it under your clothing, that you have to dafka put it out. It just means that if you wear it on the outer garment, you shouldn't tuck it in. I think that's how that maybe Rav Goodman said like that. Yeah. What are you saying, Rav Aaron?
Well, how, I mean, I don't understand the physics of this. How can you have it underneath your garment that goes all the way down to the bottom, and yet they should come out? Where do they come out from?
Meaning if you're wearing a robe, a four-corner robe.
So they're not tucked into the corners. They're just down, but you still don't see them. But you still don't see them.
So the question is, well, what if you would take the tzitzis and you would try to put them under the garment? Like, it wouldn't work.
It doesn't seem, if that's the way, if that's the tzior, I
understand. You understand, we're trying to understand the of Harari. We're trying to understand what is he saying? What's his objection?
He's saying that if
Torah Sheyu Hatzitzes mi bachutz udulo ka osam shetochvin osam b'hakanfos. Zohi ma shekosu b'gemara ain't tzitzes el yotze.
Yotze from the kanfos. That's what it says.
Right. Right. But he's having a different shot maybe in what it means in a yotze. Look in the Shari Tshuva for a second. Ayin Ber Hetev, because of Ibrika Yosef, Talis Oroch Yochel Litkov Hatzitzis Bechagurosso Asher Bemosnov, Kedeshalo Yigaru. Utve Adiv Vitochvam Bechagurosso Meachorov. I am Chum Bashem Pre Hearts.
Where was this Chagorah? That's the question.
Right. We usually use a belt by our waist. So, is he saying that?
They were wearing a cloak and they had
a belt.
Something to wrap around the waist.
Right, they have a belt on the waist.
It goes over the robe?
It goes all over the robe, if I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Right, and then, so he's saying that there were people that would tuck it in into the...
So the ring that sits us on top, and they're tucking it in the belt?
Is it, or they were tzitzis
on top and they're tucking it into the belt. Well, how big was the...
How could you tuck it into the belt if the robe went all the way to the bottom?
Exactly. Unless he's saying, in other words, he's not speaking about the tzitzis on the cloak. He's speaking about you wearing a robe, and on the top of the robe is the talis katan.
But that's against the mekubalim.
That's against the mekubalim. In other words, is this venerally going on the mekubalim? In other words, what is this nearly going on? First of all, we have to understand which tzitzis it is and what's his objection. What is the Magen Avraham's objection? And then, once we figure that out, we have to see how it fits into the modern-day dress code. Okay, that's what we have to do. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Iker Talis Katan, it's Al Begadav. And the Kubalim, Tamid Talis Katan, Efker Hechis Begadav. And he says, Venerli Shetzerach Shiyu Atzitzis Mibachutz. Loka osam shatochven osam ba'akhanfos. No, what are you saying? Max, are you here?
Yeah.
What kind of baguette is he looking if I'm talking about where the tzitzis are on? Is it like a talus cotton over a kapata? Sergio, your tzitzis will be chutzal loka osom shatochen osom behakanfas.
The chore, it's a modern day begadim, right? Like sort of like shirt and hat.
In other words, is he saying someone will learn? They used to say this over from Moshe Feinstein that if you're wearing it at the begad outside, then you shouldn't have to put the tzitzis inside, and that's what the Magen Avraham means. That's what the Magen Avraham means. But if you're wearing it inside, it's not saying that you have to dafka put it outside. But if you're wearing it outside, so you shouldn't dafka, I think that's what Rav Gutman said, shouldn't dafka put it in. But it's not saying that therefore you have to put it out. You're saying you shouldn't dafka put it in. That means that if you're wearing what? A talus cotton over your shirt.
Maybe not to fall wearing it outside your
cloak. A talus cotton outside the cloak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't fold the corners and hide your tzitzis. The tonsil.
So what are you wearing? You're wearing a cloak.
Yeah.
And outside of the cloak. Is a talus cotton on top of that, like a robe, right. And then a talus cotton on top of the robe.
Right. And he's saying, don't fold that talus cotton. Don't fold the corner and hide your tzitzis.
How would you do that?
You can imagine like a shirt. You can wear a shirt, but then that would be outside. But since it's on the outside or the bottom of the shirt, then you tuck it into something, whether it be the belt. Or something, or whether you tuck it into another baguette or something like that. I mean, you're hiding the tzitzis.
I mean, if the natural state of the tzitzis is to be out, because right. That's where you're wearing it, then don't try to Like this.
You take the scissors.
Right. And don't try to.
Don't try to like fold your.
Fold the baguette and tuck it. In, yeah.
Then you tuck it in the belt.
Tuck it in the belt.
We're talking about
but that's if you're wearing it out. But what if you're wearing it inside?
Wearing it outside. Don't try
to. So what's the get? What's the hagdara that you shouldn't?
There's probably outside that you
don't. In other words, Manusha, if outside is a value, that since it's being outside is a value, then shouldn't we say always wear it outside? Dafka proactively try to wear it outside. Right, but and if it's not a value, so then what's the chisaron that you're trying to hide? In other words,
don't try to hide them. You don't have to have them like this, but you, like fold them around your belt, and you can see at least.
And what's the reason why you shouldn't hide them? It looks like you're embarrassed for them. It looks like you're
either embarrassed or the reason why so you start them.
Yeah, but if in other words, that's a question. Is Magen Avraham holding Rishon Moso like the Mukhe Yosef, that like the Ritva that there's an actual idea of Re'isam, or is it? Because the Mukhe Yosef says it just means that it shouldn't be Ksus Laila, it shouldn't be Ksus Suma, but not that you have to see it. Right? And he was talking about wearing them underneath your thing. And he's saying there's no value necessarily of seeing the tzitzis.
Maybe you say the value kicks in once it's an outside garment. Meaning he doesn't say resimo, so maybe he thinks it doesn't apply. If you have an inside garment, like the way I wear my
tzitzis. If you have an inside garment, you can leave it inside.
Right, I mean, because I have to purposely like
bring it out. You're not the police to do
it. It's not necessarily resimo, so applies to that. If you have it outside, then the value kicks in, and now you have to keep it outside resimo.
Because then it looks like you're embarrassed from the tzitzis?
I'm saying, or you can say you think that it's simple, so it doesn't feel by your point, but it means that once it's there.
Because it's a little bit difficult, because Manushak, if there's a value in seeing it, maybe why shouldn't you go out of your way to wear it out? And if there's no value, then why can't you put it in? Unless you say that putting it in is like a face. That's like a bizarre that you're saying you're embarrassed for your tzitzis. So you're going to have to tuck them in.
So, I mean, if there's a baguette that's inside baguette, so maybe he's saying that you're reasonable, so it doesn't make sense to do it there because then you have to bring it out. Meaning, let's pretend if we're talking about a garment that you wear and then have a cloak over it. So then they're going to try to bring out the tzitzis so that everyone can see them through the cloak, through whatever, versus if it's on the outside on the baguette. To then reasonable so applies. And he really should wear them outside, maybe even all the time. But the inside baggie is just not the type of baggie that it is, doesn't make any sense.
And even the machaber says you should wear the baggie out. He's not saying he never says you wear tzitzis out. He says you should wear the baggie out. I mean,
we're talking about the baggie
in other words, the machaber and Yudav, Iker Mitzis Talis Totten Love Shor Al Begadav.
No, but that assumed that the tzitzis will be out.
What?
If he wears the baguette out, he's certainly wearing the tzitzis out.
Right. But he doesn't say, those. If he's so concerned with wearing the baguette out, why does he say the talis cotton, lovesha al-begadav? Unless he's saying, in other words, I think he's saying that they didn't have shirt and pants like we have today. So they had a long thing. So if you're wearing it inside, you're not going to see the tzitzis. So then wear it outside, and then we'll see the tzitzis. But he's giving a value to wearing, to seeing the tzitzis. He just says the way to see the tzitzis is to wear it.
Begin.
Right. But the question is, according to the Mechaber, today, that we don't have one long thing. We have two. We have a shirt and pants. So it's divided in two. So then, maybe you could say, the Mechaber would say, so then, but still, you don't have to wear the begin out because he was only saying to wear the begin out because that's the only way the tzitzis will be out. But today, we could wear the baguette in and still have the tzitzis out. So I think the Mechaber might say that there's a value to Dafka having them out. Because when the days when there was a cloak, the only way to have the tzitzis out is when you wear the tzitzis on top of the cloak.
Because you wear the other cloak, there's no heketemtze. It's one thing. How are you going to bring them out?
Unless you make a hole in the beged.
Unless you make a hole in the beged. Right. And he's not requiring you to make a hole in the beged. Right. You make a hole in the beged. So I think the mechaber might say that that's the proper thing is to you know, because it's not so much about seeing the beged, but about seeing the tzitzis. So the mechaber sees the value of seeing the tzitzis, which that's the ritva shita. But then the Mugi Yosef says, no, there's no value necessarily of seeing the tzitzis. The value is seeing the is just that if you're blind and it's night and the way you can't, so that's what it means. But not that you have to see them. So now is the Magen Avraham a third? The Mugi Yosef has no value of seeing the tzitzis. The Mechaber B'Shem the Ritva. There is a value. Now, the Magen Avraham, is that a third shita? Is the Magen Avraham a third shita? So, tzarech shiyu hatzitzis mibachutz, that if you... Lok also shetok v'rosim b'kanfes. So you shouldn't, it could be a third shita. That he's saying that don't dafka try to, like Rav Goodman said, to hide it. So wherever the natural state is, so be it. But if it's naturally out, then don't bring it in. I think that's how Reuven Feinstein might have said from Rav Moshe. Yeah. But it says, "Achmed Loshen Atoyses Mebrachas." Continuing Daf Yud Ches, Mashu the Yotzei Bezem Diyevet. So let's look at the machzitz of shekel. The yiskor nearly the tzar of much kosher b'gemara benochas yotzi tolu yotzi b'chav mashu. Aval magavam refers to koy asher lo yitavim tocha kanfos el yisharu b'chutz. It could be that the kanfos, our kanfos are totally sewed. I think that maybe I heard this from somebody. But if it's not totally sewn up, say it's 3/4 way sewn up, but you still have a way of putting it in the kanfos. So he says that's the issue. You shouldn't. You see, today we don't have a hechitimtza to put it. In other words, you're putting it in the kanfos. That you shouldn't do. But he's not saying that you have to.
Maybe you could fold it. You can fold the kanap.
Right, but then the load fold. If it's sewn 3/4 of the way, and then there's a little pocket that you can still... So what he says, "Well, Magen Avraham refers to Kai Shalom Yitchavim Tocha Kanfos El Yisharu Bachutz." You shouldn't put it in the kanfos, but today... It's not. I don't know if we have a concept of putting it in the kanfos.
You could fold it up.
Yeah. Yidavka.
If you really wanted to, I mean, I don't know right.
But he's not saying that.
There's always a question that. I remember when I was little, used to come up. What if it touches the skin? So you don't right. want it to. Touch
we're gonna skin. Have. We're gonna so have a shiur about that. Is there any halacha that we were taught as kids? Right. That the talus cotton should not touch the skin. That you have to wear an undershirt. Right? Everyone was taught that as kids. Right? We were all taught that. Certain things we were all taught as kids. So we have to see certain those things that we were taught as kids have no halachic reality. Okay. Yeah. And some, like we were all taught as kids that the shalach manas have to be two separate brachas, which the pashtus is no, but you can give a hamburger and chicken.
they're both shahakal, but there's two different meaning. That should be good enough. Those, even though they're both shahakal, so that I think.
They don't kiss your tzitzis at night.
Yeah. Or the idea that when you say Hashem shall say tiftach ufi yagid tehillah, that some people do three steps back. Hashem shall say tiftach ufi yagid tehillah. But the Pasha is not like that. Pasha like is that like Rav Shechem said, that's part of Shmon Esrei, Hashem shall say tiftach. So Pasha is the way some point out is, it's not my finish, but some point out is that you should be standing still for Hashem Sfas Tiftach. It's not like you say Hashem Sfas Tiftach, you're walking back, and Fi Yagid Tiftach, you know, that's another thing that I think they teach kids in school. Hashem Sfas Tiftach, three steps back, or Fi Yagid Tiftach. You know, so there's a lot of different myths that we were taught as kids. So we're not up to that yet, but I want to also discuss that. Is that a myth or that it's true that you shouldn't
have? That would connect with sticking, you know, sticking.
Yeah. It says you shouldn't be. And he says that the Machzis HaShekel seems to say that's. So all you'd call and talk a knap, could they see the Kaim Risim or so, Uzkartem? The reason so means what? That you shouldn't tuck them in. But that doesn't mean that you have to see them. It means they can be.
They can still be under the beged, even if they're not
they
in the
Arba Kampa. They can still be under the beged. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. Okay, we're getting our feet wet here, trying to understand the different shitas here. What does the Magen Avraham mean? What does the Shulchan Aruch mean? What does the Mukhi Yosef mean? The mitzvah, and figuring it all out. Okay, so tomorrow Bez Hashem shir, Wednesday 11 o'clock. But on Thursday, I have to give a shir to Central, so in Belfer. 11, so we have to have shear 10. So we'll announce that again tomorrow, Mr. Schiff. Okay, everyone should have a good day.
Well done.
In Chicago.
Okay.